Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin. Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And tonight is one of those nights when I am not joined by my lady and love and partner. My wife is unwell tonight and will not be able to join us. So, looks like with Shira and Vega's help, we will just have to press on. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hi there. Hey.
I hope she's well soon.
Thank you. Yeah, this came on somewhat suddenly, and I found out, about 10 minutes before air that there was an issue. And,
oh, dear.
Yeah, and Niv is not able to be with us tonight either, so it's just the three of us, and we'll just have to muddle on through. You guys are going to rock, you always do, and I will have to muddle on through and get her done. This is a too important a ritual to miss tonight. Robin and I talk a lot about the importance and significance of being honest, particularly being honest with oneself, and taking a little bit of time to look honestly at ourselves. And these quarterly dark moon rituals are certainly in line with the idea of looking honestly at ourselves. Too important to pass on tonight's ritual, so we press on and deliver what Robin and I have constantly and repeatedly preached and taught, that this is important. So thank you guys for being here. I would be really scared if I had to do this completely by myself.
Well, we'll be here as long as power holds. We're in the middle of a windstorm. So if you're suddenly there by yourself, you'll know why.
Oh, you're just full of happiness.
Aren't we, though?
Yeah. I know. Well, hope everything is well with you guys then. And
yep, and all nailed down.
Yeah, good. Good. All right. Well, I guess we better get this party started before you guys lose power or something. So let's everyone take a deep breath and let it out. One more deep breath and let it out. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together tonight in spirit to celebrate the dark of the moon. Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling the energy of the universe into yourself through your crown. Feel that energy as it builds. And now open your third eye chakra, allowing the energy to flow, stopping at your throat. And there, open your crown chakra and feel the energy of the universe filling your head, spilling down into your torso, stopping at your heart. Feel the pressure build. Beautiful, clear, blue, white light of the universe filling you. And now open your heart chakra and feel that energy moving down to your solar plexus. Open your solar plexus and feel it move down to your second chakra. And now open that and feel the energy fully pressing against your root chakra. Your head and torso filled with the beautiful blue-white light of the universe. Feel the pressure building. And now open your root chakra and feel that energy as it spills down into your legs and feet, down into your toes. It spills back up and down your arms, into your hands. Feel the energy filling you. Filling you almost to burst. And now raise your hands in front of you and open the chakras in your palms and see the beams of light. See the beams as they stream from your palms, connecting everyone, all the others in this circle here tonight. See the web of light that surrounds and protects this place and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we who are connected by the light of the universe here tonight to honor our gods and goddesses at this dark moon. I cast the circle of ancient lore, waves upon a timeless shore. It has no beginning nor an end. It knows neither foe nor friend. Ouroboros of legends old, rings of power forged of gold, a ring around a silvery moon. I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Powers of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your winds inspire us and bestow upon us your gifts of communication and new ideas. Go with us in our solitude as we manifest new ways of seeing ourselves and the world. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome. Powers of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your flames transform us and allow us to start anew as we learn to love deeply and without fear. Assist our spirit to rise from the ashes of old cold fires. Reignite our passions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May the power from your watery depths crash upon our shores to purify us and prepare us for emotional rebirth. Bestow upon us your gifts of strength and wisdom during this rite as we honor the Crone Goddess. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your dark caves and solid rocks shelter us as we prepare to go within to find healing and integration. Bestow upon us your gifts of opportunity and the stamina to work and find the abundance we seek. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome. Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you tonight and ask your guidance and aid this night and at all times. Join us tonight. Guide us in this ritual of introspection and appraisal. Join us and be with us as we journey inward to see that which is holding us back from our truest potential. O beloved ones, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Great lover God, you who comfort us in our distress, be with us this dark night and guide us as we face the greatest of all challenges. Lend us your strength as we journey to the underworld and challenge our shadows. Show us a clear path over the bridge to speak with the grandmother. Give us the tools we need to face ourselves and our inner weaknesses. And empower us to make the changes needed to rise to our highest potential. Join us, O lover God, as we turn to you on this sacred night, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
And welcome.
O great goddess, mother of the darkness, O goddess of the cauldron and keeper of secrets, we journey to you tonight to face our greatest challenge. Show us a clear path over that bridge to a place of introspection and inner honesty. Allow us to see our darkest shadows this moonless night, we pray. Help us to see clearly that which is holding us back. Help us to find our way to rise to our greatest potential. Join us, O Grandmother of the Cauldron, as we return to you this sacred night and bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
Tonight we celebrate the dark moon and look within. Tonight we forge a new path as we journey into the underworld and into our inner world. We will look deep at that dark place inside ourselves and cleanse with crystalline waters and sweep them clean and clear. We will see things we may not like about ourselves. We will be made aware of which actions, peoples, and behaviors we need to remove from our lives. I expect that this will be a somewhat powerful journey this evening. But remember, you are not alone. The goddess is here with you to love and accept you as you are now and as you move forward as well. Tonight, we act in the stead of your gods as a conduit. We are here to listen, to support you, hold your hand, and even help dry your tears if that is what you need. All of this without judgment or condemnation, for none of us is perfect. We each walk a blade edge in the darkness, balancing the dark and the light inside. Think of tonight as a calibration of that darkness to make sure you get a true read on it and it isn't getting out of check. Take the information you receive this night and use it to create positive change and thereby change your world. Tonight we will participate in a guided meditation. Tonight we will journey to the underworld. We will seek to look within and see ourselves in total honesty. Tonight we will face our fears and our weaknesses. Tonight we face our shadow selves. Close your eyes. Find a comfortable position. Listen. Listen and feel. Feel the rhythms of your body. As you breathe in and breathe out, feel and hear the beating of your heart and the subtle rhythms of you. And as you listen, you feel that you are floating. Relax. Enjoy that sensation of floating. Now become aware of a circle of benches, a fountain in the center, impossibly clear and crisp water flows from the fountain. You see a path. It leads from the clearing and disappears into the trees. Follow it. See around you life return to the world. Green grass and flowers, smell the wildflowers. A bee buzzes around. You see insects flying across the top of the grass. You feel the carpet of fresh green grass beneath your feet. A warm breeze on the air. At length, you come to a bridge crossing a creek from the same water that you saw in the fountain. Step up onto the bridge. Look down. See the water flowing down the hill, crashing against the rocks as it disappears under the bridge. And now, on the rail in front of you, take all of the burdens, all of the worries, fears, doubts, everything that is holding you back, and place them one by one on the rail of the bridge. See them as they materialize there, one by one. You may see them as packages, bricks, rocks, whatever it is that symbolizes weight and burden. See them materialize there on the bridge. Take them out. Set them aside. Set aside your fears. Set aside your angers and resentments. You may even see more burdens there than you realized. But the goddess knows. And when you are absolutely sure that every last fear or resentment is placed there on the rail, push it in. Sweep the rail clear. See the packages or rocks or whatever it is fall and splash into the creek. See the water sweep around it. See the burdens swept away. Taken away by the goddess. They're her burdens now. Some she may return later, others she may deal with. Whatever the case, know that in this moment, you are free. You are open. You are ready to accept the guidance of the goddess. Step across the bridge now and enter the realm of the Holy One. Free. Follow the path. curves around to the left and then somewhat suddenly ends at a hillside. Where the path ends, you see a doorway. Open the door, and you see that within it's slightly lit. Subtle, but present. Step into the coolness of the cave, and you see that the path does continue. It curves to the left and downward. Follow the path. Feel the light around you. See that it is well enough lit. Follow the path as it curves ever to the left and ever downward. Deeper and deeper. Continue your path. Curving to the left and ever downward. Continue deeper until just as suddenly as the darkness surrounded you, a cavern opens in front of you. The ground levels out, and you see that you are in a vast cavern. 9 black chains support a cauldron hanging over a fire somewhere in the middle of the cavern. Walk toward it. And as you approach the cauldron, you see that there's a throne. So black it seems to absorb the light from the fire warming the cauldron. A bench and a table sits nearby. As you contemplate the throne and the benches, you notice a presence coming from the darkness. This is the dark goddess, the crone, the grandmother. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you as is best for you tonight. As she approaches, she gives you a hug, like your grandmother. Any apprehension you might have had fades as you feel the grandmother's hug. She motions you to sit. And you tell her that you have come to see your truest self. You look into her eyes and you see love. And a little twinkle. She reaches to the table and removes a black cloth and holds up a dark mirror. She tells you that when you look within this mirror, you will see yourself honestly as you are now. All of your glories and all of your failures, all of your faults, and all that is wonderful. You will see it all, the good and the bad. Look closely. See yourself. See yourself honestly. See those things that you need to change. Those things you need to remove, habits you may need to break. Look closely, take notes. She throws the black cloth across the mirror and breaks your gaze. She sets it aside. Smiles warmly. Then she removes a white cloth from the table and holds up a silver mirror She tells you that this will show you the you can become. Your highest self. Your greatest self. This is the self you should strive to become. Look at this image as well. Take notes. This is the you you were sent into this incarnation to be. Again, she throws a cloth across the mirror and sets it aside. Sit now for a time and speak with the grandmother. Speak with her about what you have seen. Ask her guidance to help you become the image in that silver mirror. And now sit quietly and listen. Listen to the guidance she gives you. Listen to her message. It may come in words. It may come in symbols. Or it may come as a simple knowing. It may not even make sense right now. However the message comes, listen. And now, the grandmother stands, takes you by the hand. She walks you back to the tunnel that you entered. Another hug and a kiss on the cheek. And she bids you farewell for now. Follow the tunnel upward and curving to the right. Wind your way back toward the material world. Ever upward, ever curving to the right. Higher and higher. You see sunlight coming from ahead. And with the last turn to the right and a step up, you see the door standing open and waiting. Step back into the sunshine. Follow the path back across the bridge, across the field, and have a seat on a bench surrounding the fountain. And contemplate your message and what you have learned this night. It is now time to return to your body, sitting in your room. Now, on the count of three, you will be fully returned. One, you feel the weight of your body now. Slide back into it. Two, stretch and wiggle your fingers and toes. And three, you are fully returned to your body, in your room, here and now. So now you have looked deep into the mirrors. You have looked deeply into the well that is your soul. Grandmother Goddess has blessed you with insight. And the lover God blesses you by standing by your side, to help you meet the challenges yet to come. You have seen the dark places. You have seen which habits you need to cease or change, which people you should be removing or limiting in your life, and the behaviors that you need to modify. You have looked into the light of your soul, and you have seen what you are meant to be, cleansed, whole, and happy. We are so blessed by our gods to have this time from now until the full moon to evaluate and process what we have learned this night. The gifts of strength, purpose, and of clarity. When we do the work set forth for us and listen to the guidance of the Holy Ones, we can improve. And our gods will be pleased, just as proud parents are pleased with their children that grow and learn. Remember to ask your gods for guidance often. Asking only, what do I need to know? And trust that they rejoice in the progress you make upon your path. You are truly a most precious and beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece of art created by the universe for a unique purpose. Tonight, know that you are blessed and cherished. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Mother of Darkness, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. Help us to always see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know that you are ever with us, and we offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Great lover God, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. Help us always to see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know that you are ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for being with us tonight and aiding us in our journey of self-discovery. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us, and help us always to see with open eyes. We know that you are always with us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. I bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
And farewell.
And farewell. The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And now, as is our custom, we're going to let everyone settle, relax, ground some more. And we're going to listen to a song tonight. We're going to hear Lori Lynn sing about the Goddess of Wisdom. And then we've got an ad and some other stuff. But everybody stick around. We'll be back and we'll talk a little bit about the ritual and how everybody felt. So again, Goddess of Wisdom by Lori Lynn. And now a message from our friends at International Pagan Radio.
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hour. With Terry and Robin's not with us tonight. She's not feeling well. But we are still joined tonight by Shira and Vega, who
Hello.
Did an amazing job of anchoring me and keeping everything going. So, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
And I'm glad that you are still with us.
I know. It didn't get blown away or anything.
Yeah. No old lady on a bicycle with a dog or anything riding around in circles.
I don't know, but I heard a pretty good crack out there, so I'm afraid to look what tree went down where.
Uh-oh.
It didn't hit the house, that's all I know.
Okay, well, as long as you guys are safe and healthy, that's all good.
Warm and dry.
Yeah, so as usual, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about our experiences, and I think I picked on Shira last time. So, Vega, your turn to go first.
There wasn't much to go on in the time. It was the mirror was interesting in a way because I saw, of course, the same face in both mirrors. But there was more life in the silver mirror. And I think that's a good indication. And not much else, really. It's just a ways to go, I guess, is the thing. And more to do. So I better hang around for it, I guess.
Yeah, stick around for a while. And did you understand the message tonight, or is it something that's going to have to filter through your mind a little longer?
I'm going to have to ponder on that a little bit. You know, we have some sort of long-term projects kind of in the back of our minds, and it's, you know, maybe time to push a little bit harder on those and get things moving. So maybe that's part of the message.
All right. Shira, what about you?
Well, kind of the same thing. In the mirrors, I kind of just notice a lot of rigidness, especially a dark mirror. And at some point, too, I was given an acorn, and it's sort of like, okay, what is this? I'm a really tough nut to crack, or I'm supposed to go plant it somewhere and get something to grow. I'm not really quite sure on that. It's kind of just a lot of work to do, I think. You know, I tend to, with there's so much that's going on and so many things that tend to rattle me. I think the mirror kind of shows me I tend to try and shut down. And,
uh-huh.
You know, just to build those walls and keep it out, and it's not working. So that might be the tough nut to crack, or that might be, well, you just got to go out and, you know, plant that little acorn so it'll grow into something bigger. I'm not quite sure how to think about it.
All right. Well, how did the goddess appear to each of you?
The old hag out of Snow White is what would spring to mind for me, but smiling, like friendly, not a mean old hag.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that kind of character, but not a like a kind soul. So, but you know, just older and kind of that's kind of what springs to mind. So,
all right, Vega, what about you?
Well, I got my usual fuzzy feeling, nebulous, not much substance there, but very powerful, very empowering, and just enveloping in a way, I guess. Best way to describe it.
Okay.
I kind of wonder if mine are trying to come through in some in things that I relate to or I've seen in something.
Yeah.
And like they're trying to she's trying to take on an image of something that's familiar.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it changes to what they are, and the last couple times they've kind of come through as characters I've seen.
Well, that's interesting. The archetypal energy is certainly going to appear in a way that's best for us in the moment. I don't always get a full image, you know, when I'm leading the meditations. But tonight I did. And it was much like you, Shira, in that it was I won't say a cartoon, but it was certainly reminiscent of the, you know, cartoon grandmother. It was the short, slightly plump old grandmother with the white hair and the bun up on top and a long dress and an apron and just very much the kindly, caring, providing kind of grandmother that feeds you all the time to make sure that you don't go away hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was the image that came through for me tonight. Certainly, it's interesting that none of us had a scary experience. You know, a lot of people are afraid to work with the dark goddess, the grandmother, the crone. The thing to remember is that while the crone is certainly in a physical form that is apparently elderly, very often shrouded in darkness, that is not from evil, but from secrecy. And is certainly just the mother grown older. So,
yeah.
You know, there really is nothing to be afraid of, except maybe whatever we take with us. And, you know, if we were diligent at the bridge, then we certainly took no fears with us and hopefully had no fears to manifest. I saw in the mirror that I still don't get off my butt and do the things I need to do.
Welcome to my club.
Sometimes I'm just lazy. Sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes I'm tired because I'm lazy. Sometimes I do stay busy, but with things that put off doing what I really should be doing.
We know that one.
And while I may appear to be constantly in motion, I'm not in motion at the things I should be doing, but rather the things I'm doing instead. So those were the things that I saw tonight in the dark mirror. The reminder that, you know, getting up off my butt doesn't mean getting up off my butt and walking the dog or mowing the grass, but there's things I really need to be doing. So there's my experience tonight. And, you know, the light mirror is certainly a hopeful image. It is the image of what is within us, if we can get ourselves out of the way. And
yeah,
it's not necessarily going to be easy. It's not supposed to be. Growth is not always an easy process. We as humans get stuck sometimes in our complacency, and very often we need to be in pain to change.
Yeah, it becomes a motivator.
Yeah. And unless we are, you know, motivated in some way, and you know, unless we are truly motivated by some kind of discomfort, we tend not to make change. The idea of the dark mirror is not to give us a warm, fuzzy look, but to give us an uncomfortable look, a truthful look at where we are. And the light mirror is to give us hope, to show us who we can be if we do make the changes that the discomfort in the dark mirror hopefully instills in us. So, Shira and Vega, thank you guys so much for being with us tonight.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Just got a text message from my lovely bride, and she is still very ill and is going to go to bed now. So,
send her our good wishes for her to get better.
I will do that. And again, thank you guys for being here tonight. Your energy kept me from flying off into space somewhere. And you know, it's good to have people to keep me rooted, and I appreciate you guys for being here. I want to thank all of our listeners. You guys share time with us and give some of your time to us, and we are honored and blessed by all of our listeners. Let me take a minute now. Robin normally does this, but I'm going to see what I can do. How to get in touch with us. So the easiest way to get in touch with us is our email address, littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Robin and I both check that. She does it a little better than I do and a little more often, but we both do look at it. If you send us a message, we get a gazillion emails. Send us, put something in the subject line that's going to set it apart from the crowd. We want you to come talk at our event, or I have a question, or, you know, need some guidance, or whatever it is. Put something in there that's going to help flag it and separate it from the crowd. You can also find us on Facebook. Robin's Facebook page is Robin A. McKean. You can also look at our joint page, which is, I think, Robin Terry McKean Power. There's an interesting one where we just kind of jumbled it all together. You can find my Facebook page. My friend's page is Terry Power. Look for the guy that's the owner of Spiritual Unity Radio Network. There's a couple of other guys with the same name. Lucky guys, but they're not me. So look for Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And then you can also look at my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP, or follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. And there's a Facebook page for the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings and one for the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. There we go. So let's see. Also, want to make you guys aware, if you have not already heard, Robin and I are going to be at an event coming up the 9th, 10th, 11th, something like that, whatever that weekend is in June. We're going to be at Ishtar Fest over in central New Jersey. And it's going to be the theme this year. They've done this 2 or 3 years. This is put on by a group called Hands of Change. And Hands of Change has been around for about 20 years. Great, wonderful people. In fact, some of their people will be talking with us Thursday night. So you want to listen in on Thursday night to Under a Shady Tree. And we will be talking with some of the people from Hands of Change talking about this event. It's going to be done this year as a Sumerian fair, kind of a Ren fair, except without the king and queen and knights and ladies in waiting. It's going to be Sumerian gods and goddesses, and maybe a Mesopotamian god thrown in there somewhere for the fun of it. But anyway, it's going to be gods and goddesses from the Fertile Crescent. And there's going to be a full moon ritual on Friday night. There's going to be another ritual on Saturday, a feast, belly dancers, children's track through the day. Did I say there was a feast that's part of your fee? You pay for the event, you get a Sumerian feast on Saturday night. And speakers and presentations all through the day. It's going to be a blast. Beautiful property, amazing energy. All in central New Jersey. And it's only $75 for the weekend. How many events can you go to where you can camp out with a bunch of your friends and get a meal and a couple of rituals and drumming and, like I said, vendors, even a kids track so that you can so you know that the kids are cared for while you go to a couple of workshops. So it's going to be a great time. We encourage you to come out and join us, attend the event. They're even asking people to come dressed as Sumerians. So go to handsofchange.org. And all the links are there for the event and even a few costuming ideas. And come on out and join us. Hang out with me and Robin. We're going to have a great time, a lot of fun, and we encourage people, if you're in the area or if you just want to get on a plane and come on over, we'll help you get everything worked out for logistics. So, again, that's the 9th, 10th, 11th of June. Coming up in just a couple of weeks. So thanks again, Shira and Vega. You guys rock.
You're totally welcome.
And go ahead. Did you have something else you wanted to add before we say goodnight to all of our wonderful listeners?
No, it's just we thank you for doing these even when you're losing a few people and plugging ahead. So that's. We just want to thank you for doing them as well.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
There you go.
It is my pleasure. It is one of the joys of doing this show is that we get to do these rituals and I get to spend time with you guys. So it's really, really important to me. So I'm glad that you guys are with me. Thanks to all of our listeners. We do this for you guys. And again, we are honored that you are with us and take time from your lives. And tune in Thursday night to hear the people from Hands of Change. And then come on out and join us for Ishtar Fest, Sumer Fair, coming up here in just a couple of weeks. And with that, we will wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.